Let's pick up Victor in Glendale, California, and he's got a question about his eye. Are you there, Victor?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Bob.
And how old a man are you?
55.
Okay, and what's going on?
Well, it's my question is, how do I lower my eye pressure?
Well, you need to know, why is it elevated? It could be from calcification. It could be other issues, but that's the most common. And if that's happening, then you're probably in bone loss, okay? And how old a man are you?
55.
And how much do you weigh?
172.
Okay, so what you want to do, the first thing you want to do is get a roll of pH paper, and you're going to measure your first morning urine pH, and you want to get on something called pH Trio. And you want to force the first morning urine pH back into the green zone on the paper, which is 6.4 to 7.0. 6.4 to 7.0. Once that's done, now you should notice you don't get lip chapping, you're more flexible. Lots of wonderful things happen, but the main thing that should happen is that you're no longer breaking down bone to buffer your blood late in the day. Uh-huh. That's the guy that when he gets into your eyeball or into your knuckle or on your spine, it can create an osteophyte or a bone spur or a blockage in the drainage areas in the eye, okay? Now, that's got to be our underlying first goal, okay? Now, what could you do right this second to improve microcirculation? You could get on something called Circuzyme. And at your body size and all, about 3 per meal. And what should happen is it should promote better circulation to the micro arteries, and this may also help. There's another guy that's been shown to help, and that's DHLA, that's fully reduced alpha-lipoic acid. And at your body size, maybe 1 or 2 teaspoons in 16 to 32 ounces of water, and you would sip this after breakfast. Make sure, but if you're using it, make sure you shake it really good to get all the solute off the bottom, and you sip it at least 4 to 6 hours, okay?
Yeah.
Now, those things can help immediately. Go ahead, Victor.
I forgot to tell you. A year ago, I went to the eye doctor. He said that I have a glaucoma.
Okay, that's what the eye pressure is about, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then DHLA is definitely something. I would go through this, but if you're concerned and this is a key issue, I would refer you to our clinic there in Torrance, California right now. And that clinic will be moving to Santa Monica pretty soon. But right now it's in Torrance, and that phone number is 310-320-1132. And I would suggest you see Dr. Medici there. You can give a buzz to Rachel. They're even open on Saturdays. And they can use what has been called the medicine of the 21st century. That's QRA. And you can quantum reflex analysis. And you can get a chance to have him test the eye and figure out exactly what you need and how much. And he can also tell why the bone may be an issue. And, you know, there could be issues at kidney or parathyroid. And he can, of course, rule those out as well or support that tissue for you as well. So give that a thought as well, Victor, okay?
Yeah, the pressure is about 23, 24. Is high, you think, or is normal?
I don't know. It sounds like it's high to me, but I think that's a question you need to ask the doctor, okay? Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Doctor.